I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am the source of my wealth, therefore I am independently wealthy. We all know about people who are sort of entrepreneurs, who are people who have great wealth consciousness. And these people with great wealth consciousness enjoy a great deal of wealth. Oh my goodness, they enjoy a great deal of wealth. And they enjoy a great deal of wealth because they keep themselves tuned into a wealthy attitude. And as they're tuned into this wealthy attitude, they accomplish all of the things that they would like in their life. They accomplish all of the goals they have for themselves. Therefore, they're independently wealthy. They put their thought on all the things that are wonderful and vital to them. Now, does this mean that we just put our consciousness on money, that we just put our consciousness on wealth, that we just put our consciousness on abundance? Or does this mean that we're thinking that we're living in a healthy body, we're living in a healthy world, a wealthy world, that we're living in wealth every time we turn around? Is that what it means for us? And can that be what it means for us? And will that be what it means for us? And is that always going to be what it means for us? It's up to us to know this. Now, how do we begin to know it? Are you happy with the thoughts that you're thinking about? Are you happy about all the things that go through your thought system? Are you happy about how you think about abundance? Are you happy about how you think of what the money is that you have available for you? The money that you have in the bank, or the money that you have in your account, or the money that you have from your coupons that you clip on, or the job that you have? Is that your source of money? No, not really. Our source of abundance is wherever our consciousness stands, wherever we live in the awareness that all is in divine order, whenever we live in the realization that all the money in the world makes little or no difference, until we begin to accept it as already ours. It is already ours. Now, some people live in a wealth consciousness. They're always thinking about wonderful things. I enjoy watching the show on TV and the YouTube where they have people building houses. And they're building houses that are not really necessary. They're spending $100,000 for a house, $200,000, $500,000. They're spending $1 million, $1.5 million. They're ordinary people. They are not people who have a great deal of money. They have a little chunk of it, maybe. Maybe they have $200,000 or $300,000. And then they go out and start to build a $600,000 home. And the home they're going to build, they want to have it where they would like to have it. One person wanted to have it in the middle of the city of London. And the property was very expensive there, and everything was very expensive there. But he found a backyard property that wasn't tended for. It wasn't taken care of because nobody knew who it belonged to, and nobody was doing anything with it. And he bought it for $100,000. And then he was going to put this home on there. But to do so, he had to dig down deep into the ground. He had to make all sorts of unusual programmings for himself to put that house there. He couldn't be looking into people's windows. He couldn't be doing all sorts of things. But he did imagination. And he and his wife were working together doing it. And he was operating a car service. He was operating a taxi service. And he was not really a tremendously wealthy man, but he had wealthy ideas. He had beautiful ideas. But when they finished with the house that he wanted for himself, when he and his wife accomplished the house they wanted, they had many problems of doing it, many areas where extra expenses were involved. But they didn't see the expenses. They saw the job completed. They saw the idea fulfilled. They saw the house revealed. They saw what they wanted. And they built it not inexpensively, but they built it quality. And they built it with every possibility of being built. Even an Olympic-sized one-lane swimming pool on the lower level of their house. And the lower level of their house did not have any light to it. And so they had a skylight put up on the ceiling, of the three-story house, so that it would come through and illumine the area of the swimming pool and other areas of the house lower down. They used the heat of the ground, the naturalness of it, to heat their house and to maintain a warm, wonderful house. They did many unusual things because they were creative and they were imaginative. And then the contractor went broke and he couldn't continue with the work. They had already invested a lot of money with him. He did a good job to the point when he went, but he had no more money to go on. Did that stop them? No. They just continued because it was their dream. They were independently wealthy. They knew how to live in wealth. They knew how to live in abundance. They knew how to do these things. They knew how. And because they knew how, they were able to accomplish it. They were able to accomplish their dreams because they knew how. And there are many more, of course. But this one house is, to me, a beautiful example, because this couple had two little girls, and they were dreaming of their house for 10 years, and these little girls were growing up, and they wanted the girls to live in the house, to be young girls living in the house. And they finally finished it. They finally finished it and did a beautiful job. They went through miracles to accomplish it. Now, when you go through miracles, you can accomplish anything. And you don't have to say, why? Why does it work this way? Why does it work that way? Why must I think this way and think that way? We think this way and think that way because it's our nature to think it that way. An entrepreneur does not think of limitation. He thinks of the possibilities. He thinks of the probability that it can be done. And then he pursues it and brings it about. You too can go out and pursue things and bring them about if you wish. But you cannot accomplish anything in your life. You cannot accomplish anything in your world unless you put the cause in motion to bring that into being. And how do you put the cause in motion? By bringing your desire, your dream, your goal, your wish, your entrepreneurship into work. You do it by thinking positive attitudes about whatever it is that is your dream. Are you wealthy? Then think about wealth. Are you happy? Then think about happiness. Are you a healthy person? Then think about health. Think about those things that are important to you. Think about those things that fulfill your life and make your life wonderful, glorious, and magnificent. Think about them. Let them be whatever it is that is the truth about you. Let them be whatever it is that is the joy in your heart, the love in your heart, the magnificence in your being. Yes? I'm wealthy. I think about wealth. I'm healthy. I think about health. I'm harmonious. I think about good relationships with neighbors. I am a good neighbor. I think all of these things that make my life into a magnificent expression of goodness. And I do it again and again and again. No matter what difficulties might come up, I continually think about the truth of who I am. I continually think about the truth of what I am. I continually think about the truth of where I am and what's going on. Do you have a divine source in you that tells you how to accomplish all the joy and the good in your life? Yes, you do. Do you have a divine source in you that is opening the inner you to all that exists that you might put your consciousness on, that you might put your thinking on, that you might realize for yourself that it's possible that you can do it? You do. We all do. Now, if you want it, if you choose it, if you can be one-pointed enough to keep your mind on the goal that you have for yourself, that goal is yours and it's waiting for you right now. That goal is yours and waiting to be revealed in your life right now. And that goal is yours and it is waiting to tell you, I am already revealed. I am already yours. I'm already the choice you have for yourself. And it is done now. Know that for yourself. Know that, live that, experience that, and delight in that. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.